Supercar racing has returned to New Zealand, with racing being held for the first time at the Taupo International Motorsport Park. The ITM Taupo Super Sprint kicked off today and will go through to Sunday, making for a very big weekend in Taupo. Crystal Gibbons reports.
Around 60,000 supercar fans are expected to roar into town this weekend. That's similar to the number the region might see over the summer holidays, but condensed into just 3 days. Taupo Mayor David Trueva says securing this event has been exciting for the whole district. Taupo is chocker, accommodation is pretty much all taken, and other towns are also benefiting.
We've filled Rotorua up as well, and certainly people are staying in Napier, Hamilton as well, definitely Tūrangi's full.
Alongside domestic fans, many visitors have arrived from across the ditch. And with those visitors comes a significant cash injection, an expected $6 to $7 million spend each day. Events manager for Taupo District Council, Steve Giles, says after a tough few years for the tourism industry, they're thrilled to be playing host.
We have a 3-year agreement in place with supercars. We're desperate to see that for longer, and ultimately we want to become the new home of supercars here in New Zealand, something that Pukekohe has had successfully for many years up until 2022. As a country, we missed supercars here last year in 2023, and we can't wait to forge a new relationship with supercars moving forward.
The event will take place at the Taupo International Motorsport Park. Chief Executive Josie Spillane says excitement levels at the park are high and the town is thriving.
The community has just embraced it so wholeheartedly. The region is heaving with people. The bars, the restaurants, the activities, they're all thriving. And, you know, we hear so much as well that so many people who have made the trip across the ditch are extending their time here, and they're off to explore so much more that New Zealand has to offer.
Ms Spillane says it's incredible to see such a big event in Taupo.
We are just blown away, and I think it's a testament to Kiwi race fans that supercars have been able to put a sold-out sign on the gates of Taupo International Motorsport Park for Saturday and Sunday.
The Taupo Car Club is running a team of 400 volunteers at the event. Among them is longtime club member Paul Crawford, who will get to spend some time on the track as an observer.
Basically, we cover them for their first lap in case there's an incident on the first corner and they need a med or something like that.
New Zealand driver Richie Stanaway says none of the drivers have driven the Taupo track, giving them all a clean slate. He's also happy to be racing closer to home.
As a New Zealander, getting the opportunity to race back at home once a year gives us a chance to feel what it's like for all the Australian drivers that get to race at home on all the other rounds, so it's something that we really appreciate.
For those heading along this weekend, Waka Kotahi spokesperson Andy Oakley says they're expecting some heavy traffic volumes.
So anybody who's travelling on State Highway 1 and 5 through the central North Island should allow plenty of time and expect delays as they get near the Taupo.
Traffic management will be in place to guide vehicles, and Mayor David Trueva says buses will also be going continuously from the CBD.